loan payments. This free information could change your life. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311. Wipe out your federal student loan debt. Find out how. Call 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
War, poverty, and disaster have left millions of children around the world orphaned, abandoned, alone. When their parents can't be there, SOS Children's Villages is there. SOS Children's Villages is the world's largest nonprofit for orphan and abandoned children in 134 countries, including the U.S. They provide vulnerable children with a loving and stable family, medical care, and an education. Children in crisis are counting on you. To make a difference in the life of a child, go to sos-usa.org.
Flash. I'm Darwin Zook. Right now, an NFL tripleheader going on this Thanksgiving Day. The Lions and Vikings going at it in an NFC North clash. Entering the final couple minutes, Denny Capps at Ford Field. He joins us now with an update. Hey, Denny.
And the Vikings are just putting the finishing touches on their seventh straight win. They should improve now to a whopping 9-2 in the NFC North. A very good season for the Vikings ongoing here, and a three-game lead on the Lions when this is all said and done. Again, leading the Lions by 7 with 2 minutes to go. Xavier Rhodes picking off a deflected Matthew Stafford pass to really end the Lions' chances here with just over 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And again, the Vikings now just trying to run the clock out, and they will win their seventh in a row and build a three-game cushion in the NFC North. 30-23, your score here in Detroit with 2 minutes to go.
All right, thanks, Denny. Looks like Minnesota will attempt a field goal here, a short one to try and ice the game. And following Lions-Vikings, the 5-5 Cowboys will play their traditional Thanksgiving Day game as they host the 4-6 Chargers. L.A. quarterback Philip Rivers knows playing on Thanksgiving always a big deal, but even more important with his team's playoff hopes hanging in the balance.
You know, going to their place and playing on Thanksgiving, again, you go there once every 8 years. It's certainly a big time game, more so because of what's riding on it for our season, throwing the fact it's Thanksgiving and even better.
You can watch the game coming up at 4:30 Eastern on CBS. And capping off the triple header tonight, it's the 2-8 Giants visiting the 4-6 Redskins. No NBA or NHL today, but college hoops top 25 action in the Bahamas. Number 5 Villanova defeated Tennessee 85-76. North Carolina leading Portland 75-51. 11:54 remaining in the second half. I'm Darwin Zook.
Fall is the time for the NFL and the start of the NBA season. Catch it all here on Rider Than You, 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on CBS Sports Radio.
I hear you.
Tierney.
I'm not going to run from that. I'm not. I'll double down.
Tenacious.
Cam Newton, his passion is crap. Terrible. And Cam Newton is going to turn into that guy that players, fans just hate.
Truthful.
What is going on with the Falcons? Yes. I'm not convinced they bust out of this.
I'm not either.
They're talented. They're talking. They're Tiki and Tierney.
Alrighty, welcome back, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. It's the second hour of our Tiki and Tierney Thanksgiving Day special. The boys and Chargers get ready to kick it off, but we'll take a little break from pigskin, talk some UFC with the greatest pound-for-pound fighter of all time,
George St. Pierre, who joined us in studio just a few days after his epic comeback to capture the middleweight title. He was amazing.
We got the champ in the house. We got the belt in the house. You're right. He's officially our friend, right?
He brought the belt.
We said if he brings the belt, he's officially down with the crew. Because not everybody brings the belt. But, I mean, let's face it. If I was the champion, I'd go to bed with the belt.
Yeah, right.
The great George St. Pierre is with us in studio. Hey, feeling it, champ. You all right?
Thank you for having me. I feel great, guys.
What do people call you? GSP or they call you George?
The fans call me GSP, but yeah. My close friend called me George.
All right, yeah. We'll call you George.
Well, we need some advice here.
Because Rush, that's a name that's the
Rush, yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I have a tendency. I annoy Tiki sometimes. And Tiki, he hasn't really communicated this on air yet, but he's thinking about learning to try to go back to play some football here. Go back to the NFL. He's been off for a while.
Like a decade.
Not quite as long as you. How in the world did a sport that is built on precision and timing and strength and dexterity, How could you take off for 4 years? And I know we were joking before. You said, well, I wasn't that sharp. Look at my face. Look what you brought back. You brought back the belt. You didn't seem to miss, at least to my eye, that much of a beat. How'd you do it?
Because of the nature of our sport, it's a sport that is that has a lot of adrenaline, mm-hmm. you know? So a lot of guys, when they retire and they took a long break, because they miss that adrenaline, a lot of them, they fall into some kind of depression and alcoholic and drugs use and stuff like that. Me, I always train. I never take drug in my life. I always keep on a very healthy lifestyle. Mm-hmm. So that's why I was able to come back. And at 36, I feel better now than I ever felt in my life. I feel like I'm in my prime right now.
Now, Michael,
they're not just saying that. Because a lot of people say that as they get older, I feel as good as I've ever felt. You really feel the best you've ever felt.
Yeah, and I get, just like, for example, when I sprint, I watch my time. I have better time than I was when I was in my late 20s. I feel better. I'm stronger, more powerful and everything.
Yeah, you just get more, you get old man strength, as we like to say at this stage. You just get older, you know your body a little bit more. Now, Michael Bisping was
40 is the new 40 is the new 30, and 30 is the new 20s.
43, 42.
Until the average life expectancy age continues.
Yeah, 32 now.
Yeah,
30.
I mean, the average American male is dying to the age of 78. Until that goes up to 90, the 40 is not the new 30. 40 is still 40 in my book. Well, go ahead, Deke.
Michael Bisping, obviously, he'd been the champ for a little bit. And what was your strategy going in against him? I mean, it's being all 4 years, as BT said, you got a champion who's a lot of pride. We talked to him, I think, last year, maybe a year and a half ago, and he has the mic skills. You know, he has the confidence. He has the presence of a champ. What was your strategy against him?
Well, I was the way we prepare ourselves. We were ready to fight a bigger man who would come straight at me, trying to bully me and use a tactic, sprawl and brawl, so to speak. But to his credit, Michael did a very good adjustment during the fight. After the first round, I won the first round. Mm-hmm. He came back the second, and he didn't hold his ground as much. He was moving a lot and making me miss. And I tried to counter his jab by using my overhand right, and he made me miss a few times. It made me kind of... People thought I was tired, but it's not that I was tired. It's just that he was moving that so much that I was missing. And I knew that if I was missing, he was countering me.
Yeah.
So I didn't, because he's a bigger man, I didn't want to be countered. So I wait to the third round. I lost the second round. So I wait to the third round to make adjustment. And I did. And that's how I was able to finish the fight.
I listened to the audio of your coach, Zahari, and Freddie Roach, obviously, a lot of people know from the boxing world, keep telling you to move left, like go left, you know, go southpaw, because he was on top of you all the time, you know, in the moment. As you're losing the second round, you probably won the first round, 10-9.
I won the first round, but I lost the second round.
So you lose the second round.
Yes.
I'm
losing the momentum of the fight.
Yeah, exactly. Are you hearing that? Are you saying, I need to change my strategy? Ultimately, you got him in a rear naked
choke. Absolutely, because the guy that I fought the first round is different than the guy I fought the second round. I mean, he really did change gear.
Mm-hmm.
So I needed to come back with a different strategy, because the strategy that I had for the second round was not working. So... Every round in mixed martial art, I see every round like a different fight. So when I came back to the third round, I knew he was using his right hand to counter my overhand. So Freddie Roach told me, he said, when you throw your right hand, you're straight, come back over the top with the left hook, which is the counter to the right hand.
Yeah.
So that's what I did, and that's how I dropped him. And once I dropped him, I tried to swarm with strike to take him out, but... I didn't want to empty my gas tank, because mm-hmm. when I tried to do that, he was covering quite well.
Yeah.
He's a survivor. He's very good at coming back. So I know he liked to stand back up using a four-point method of stand-up. So he liked to go belly down and use four-point and stand up from there. So what I did is I strike him. I give him just enough space for him to go belly down and try to stand up, which he did. And by doing so, he made a mistake. He exposed his back. And that was the trap that I set for him. Then I went with a strangulation, what we call in jiu-jitsu mataleon, which is mean killing the lion. And he went
that
out
just
on
sounds scary.
He went out on
if
his
I hear
shield.
That, I'm running.
He didn't tap. He went out on his shield.
Yeah.
What you said? You saw his back. I mean, I don't know if this is. I don't know how you can compare it to trying to recognize a curveball or a decipher a curveball from a slider in like 1/10 of a second. How much time do you actually have from the moment that you recognize a vulnerability to then processing that through your brain and then coming out through your body.
You don't have time to think in the fight. The thinking is done during the training camp. Mm. It's like a computer that you program to react to certain situation. So that choke that I applied to Michael Bisping, I've been drilling it for hundreds of times.
So you were just waiting for it.
Yes, that same situation that you saw, the way I finished the fight, I accurate in training maybe 100 times. I practice it over and over again. So it's like a computer that you program. And this game, mixed martial art, it ain't checkers. It's chess. It ain't checkers, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like when you play golf, you swing the ball is in the air. So that's the same thing.
When
you finish your training camp, the training is done. There's nothing else that you can do physically to get better. Mm-hmm. So all your programming, it's in your head. You can't come one day before the fight, okay, I'm going to do this, because your programming is already done. Your computer is already set to react a certain way.
But let me ask you this, George. George St. Pierre, of course, with us in studio, Tiki and Tierney. Not every computer's perfect. So sometimes you have to hit a reset button or call somebody over to fix my computer.
Like he did the second and third round.
That's where I was
going. That's when the fighting IQ come into play. That's why when I came very strong with my first round. Then the second round I lost.
Yeah.
And I was able to identify the problems that was caused, the reason why I lost the second round. And with my trainer, we switched gear to adjust to a different type of fighting that Michael Bisping adjusts himself after the first round. Then I adjust myself and readjust after the third round. That's what happened.
So.
Okay, it's called fighting IQ. When you talk about fighting IQ, it's really the capacity of an individual to adapt problem and processing the information. It's not every fighter. Some fighter, they only fight one way, but you can't do that at a world-class level. You have to be able to adapt and change gear.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was going to say, but when you see, as you coordinate as you plot out a new fight path, so within the fight, you're anticipating that he's going to do something. So you're not only reacting to what you need to react to him, you're also guessing what he's going to do.
Yes.
And then you're reacting off what you think he might do.
Yes, exactly. Wow. Exactly. When I prepare myself to fight Michael Bisping, we all thought that he would be more aggressive, coming straight at me because he's the bigger man.
Mm-hmm. That's huge.
And to his credit, that's what he wanted me to believe, because in all interviews he was saying to me, like when I got up close in his face, was like, "You're so small, I'm gonna crush you. You're so small, I'm gonna beat you." And he was trash talking. So he wanted to put the idea in my head that he was going to be very aggressive and coming straight at me because of his size difference. Mm-hmm. And me, on the other hand, I was telling him all the time, I was like, "Oh, I know you're trying to begging me to not wrestle with you, because you know if I go on the ground I'm gonna beat you up." So I wanted to put the fear of me trying to wrestling him, but that was a plan so I could get him with the strike.
Now, to your point, you moved up to middleweight to take this fight, and obviously you're welterweight. You were the champion for a long time.
Because if he's a better striker than me, but I put a fear that if he's overcommitting, he's going to be taken down. Now I reduce his striking ability, so his confidence goes down. So he won't do it. He's shy. Yeah. He's more shy.
He's afraid to do it. Yeah. Now you're not beat up a little bit. You got a couple stitches up top, a little bit on your nose.
So you're about 12 or 13.
Your suspension, which is just for being in a fight, is about 40 days. Have you thought about what's next? Will you stay up middleweight? Will you come back down potentially fighting Ty Woodley? Because he's got a lot of disrespect. I know he wants you, but it's not happening from the UFC.
You talk about my first, I'll answer the second question, but you talk about my suspension. My suspension doesn't come from the cut.
Yeah.
What people are not aware of is during the fight, I got a very severe blow in the back of the head.
Mm, so concussion type.
When I hit my first takedown, Michael, for sure, it was, during the heat of the action, I receive an elbow in the back of the head. In the back of the head, you have a bone called the basal area, which the spinal cord is attached. And this bone is probably the thickness of a piece of paper. Mm. And it's very dangerous place. That's why you're not allowed to hit the back of it. When I got hit, I got stunned. I saw my eyes like everything came like a cloud. Mm-hmm. Then it came back normal. But What happened is I got a very bad inflammation in the back of my head. I couldn't even move my head. So when I was on the ground with him, it was very hard for me to posture up and strike because of that. I didn't have any strength. I couldn't even move my head. And it was bothering me a lot. And that's why I went to the hospital because they passed a scan. Mm-hmm. They saw something in the beginning. They saw like some inflammation and blood. But then they had to wait 6 hours to see if it was going to be worse or not. Then they yeah. waited 6 hours and it was okay, you know?
Yeah.
But wow. New York, they're very conservative. And I'm glad they are, but they're very over-the-top conservative.
Yeah.
And
so who do you want to fight next? Is it Ty?
Come on, we got to get this Willie fight going. Let's go.
Or you stay out of the way.
I don't know what's
going to happen. Well, Ty said he would go up. He said he'd go up to fight.
Everybody wants to fight me. They all want the pay-per-view. They all want the legacy.
They want the money. They want the money.
And that's what it's about. You know, it's normal. He's a fearless competitor. But the truth is, in my contract, when I signed for Michael Bisping, it's written that I have to defend my belt against Whittaker.
Whittaker, yeah.
But in MMA, everything can change in a blink of an eye. We don't know what's going to happen. One thing I can tell you for sure that's going to happen is I'm going on vacation in 2 days.
Where are you going?
I'm going in a place very exotic with a beach, sand, a beautiful sun, and a good quality of life.
Boy, that sounds good. Now, you don't do drugs. That's great. We have a couple drinks. Will you kick back and have a few cold ones or no? You have a couple drinks, right?
I'm going to do that tonight with my brother.
All right. So you're not living like a monk. You can still have a couple drinks, right? Yeah.
You know, we only have about a minute here left. Where do you see MMA now? Obviously, with Conor, you know, taking a departure and going and boxing and you coming back, there's names now. The John Jones thing. There's been some up and downs in MMA and especially UFC. Where is it right now?
MMA, you talk about MMA, but I don't see us as only fighters.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are entertainers. We work in a field of entertainment, and I think it doesn't have to be limited into the octagon. You know, because I make a lot of money with outside the octagon as well. As an athlete, I always encourage the other and younger athlete to do the same. Because if you limit yourself at fighting, you don't know what's going to happen. Maybe you can get hurt. Maybe you can lose. You know, there is no certainty in this game. So you're an entertainer.
Yeah.
Which Conor did. He went in boxing. And good for him. He did it. And I'm happy for him. I'm not one of the guys that said, he should have done that. I'm happy for him. He did it. And it's something new that he wanted to do, a new challenge. And why not, you know?
It's awesome.
And
it's awesome.
I'm glad for him.
Yeah.
Champ, good seeing you, pal. Good to have you back in the game, man.
Thank you for having me.
Happy for you, man. This is awesome.
Champ, we're going to keep this. You don't mind. You're going to go. It'll be waiting for you when you get back from the island. We'll keep control of it for you, okay?
Congrats to the champ. Now we move on from the humble champion to the brash, loudmouth non-champion, the always entertaining LeVar Ball. You have to hear this interview.
This was gold.
He went to Jared because. The vault is now open for the Jared Black Friday event, November 24th through December 3rd. Take advantage of amazing prices on select merchandise, all handpicked by Jared's expert jewelers. So be of good cheer and go to Jared.com to discover what's inside the vault at the Jared near you. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
When your battery goes dead, everything can come to a grinding halt. Before you get to that point where your life is flashing before your eyes, get your battery tested at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It's free. Your battery may be fine, but if your battery does need replacing, the professional parts people can find the exact battery that fits your car or truck with free installation. Not surprising. That's the kind of service you come to expect from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Right now, Black Friday only, the Home Depot has 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. Brighten more of your home for less. In fact, at these savings, brighten the homes of your friends and family too. Come by right now for the best poinsettia deal you'll see all year. Together, we're loading up on Black Friday with 6-inch fresh poinsettias for just 99 cents. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Continental U.S. only. Valid November 24th only. While supplies last, limit 12 per customer.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Bull & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Bull & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to bullandbranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. That's bullandbranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, back here on Thanksgiving Thursday. As the holiday season's upon us. And listen, get ready for some fireworks. It's not the 4th of July, obviously, but LeVar Ball, you can't ignore him. And we said, get him on the show and let's have some fun.
You're right. And this was well before Lonzo debuted for the Lakers and LiAngelo was caught shoplifting in China.
Whoa.
But he was interesting. Here's LeVar.
Man, I'll tell you, you've been on quite the roll. And you seem to have this thing plotted out nicely. Some people really dislike what you say. Some people love it. I'm kind of in between. I think you're very interesting, and I think you've raised some hell basketball players very good. But this kind of caught me off guard. Let's start with this. UCLA, too slow to win the title. Your words, with three white guys. Now, I'm not even saying that you're wrong. Me and Tiki were...
exactly. I'm just stating the fact.
But how is that...
Here's the thing. People keep thinking that I blame the white guys. No, that's not the... Every time we lose, I only blame one person, and that's my son. That's the only way I do it. I don't blame anybody. But I said, and before, prove me wrong, that you can't win nowadays with three white guys on the floor at the same time. I'm not saying I don't like white people and white people can't win and nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, when you have more athleticism on there, it's kind of hard when you don't have the foot speed. That's just a realistic.
Well, listen, you know, and the thing of, and this is why I'm really looking forward to this chat, because there are some shows who, you know, the stereotypes, and I know you were a really good athlete. Tiki was a great athlete. I played baseball in college. So we're all somewhere on the same page, somewhat. I'm white, and I was slow. So I see these comments, LeVar, and I'm like, yeah, I get it, man. Right. I could shoot it. If I couldn't get open, I was done. Right. I think what bothers me, though, and I think what bothers a lot of people, frankly, and why it's framed as insensitive and racial for some,
well,
it's
racial.
Unnecessary.
I can't be racial. Like I said, some people just take it the wrong way, and that's okay, because that's how this media and this stuff, they try to twist it around, because it's more interesting when it says LeVar is racist. You know, like I said, I stated my opinion,
okay,
of what I thought, mm-hmm, and then said, you know, the foot speed is just too slow to catch up with all the athleticism on the court.
Now, LeVar,
Go ahead.
Now, you said a lot of things over the last 2 months or so, this is the one question I was dying to ask. What's your end game? Wait, what's the objective of some of the statements that you're making?
The statement is people ask me questions and they don't want to hear the answers that I have. Like I said, I have my own opinion.
Yeah.
It's just like people at UCLA are saying, oh, he's not doing it the UCLA way. Hell no, I ain't doing it the UCLA way. I do it the ball way.
But do you think that affects your kids as they
are? It doesn't affect my kids at all. I train my kids. I raise my kids. And how's it effective?
Well, he didn't look too good against Kentucky, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
At all.
Kentucky, okay, we lost. Who cares?
On to
the next one.
It's not even.
My boy's goal was to make it to the NBA. And guess what? That's where he's going to be.
But your kids, LiAngelo and LaMelo, are coming after Lonzo at UCLA. Now, what is going to be their reception because of some of the things that you have said at UCLA?
Once they get on that court and perform, we don't care what people say. Like I said, we know what each other is about. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
We true to ourselves, and that's who we are.
All right, so let me ask you this. LeVar Ball's with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. I think you're a little hypocritical in this sense, or at least you doubled down the wrong way on an opinion. And okay. I'm really curious how you answer this. Now, for months, we're hearing from LeVar Ball, going to win the championship. Bruins going to win the championship. Bruins going to win a title. Bruins going to be out there, and Glendale, they're going to win the championship. Okay, fair enough. I actually thought you guys would get a little further than you did.
Of course.
And so you established a premise, we're going to win. You knew that there were three white starters on the team. So when you come out... LeVar...
Did you not follow UCLA the whole season? And everybody start catching on board. Like, I think they're going to be in the Final Four.
Okay, so.
That's what I did. I put the X on the back so everybody pays attention to UCLA.
Hey, listen, I can't get mad at that. As long as you're saying that it's partly out of theatrical, because it does seem like a real contradiction, man.
Every team has to go for the national championship. And by me saying it, it made everybody in the world follow UCLA.
But everybody in the world follows UCLA anyway because they're UCLA.
Oh, they didn't follow them when they were 15 and 17. Who was following them then? You weren't even talking about UCLA.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, LeVar, how much is theater? Because as BT just said that, how much of this is theater? This is you being on a stage.
I am, but you guys got to understand, this basketball stuff, it's just entertainment, man. It's no life or death situation. There's no pressure. It's just entertainment. If it's entertaining to you, guess what? Just watch it. But, you know, I've always been entertaining.
That's always been your MO. And I can tell, obviously. Obviously, it's been that way. When you guys are at home, you and your three boys, wife, you guys are, nobody's watching. Is it the same? I mean, is it loud? Is it over the top? Or are you guys chill at home? You just turn it on when you have to.
It's fun. None of us is bashful. It's just how we are, man. Now, all of a sudden, I've been like this all my life. Now it's all these microphones and cameras. I used to wake up and talk to my neighbors just like I'm talking to you.
All right, but here's the thing. When you talk to your neighbors and you're watering the grass or you're washing the car, you don't have to then go out, and your sons don't have to then go out and wash the car in a pristine manner, because nobody's going to critique that. What they will critique, and LeVar, this is, and I really hope you hear me out. I'm a dad, Teek's a dad. This does bother me. Not that you care. I know you don't care. Trust me, I know.
Exactly.
Okay. But a lot of people do, and they look at you've done a lot of things right. Your boys seem polished and poised, obviously very good players, respectful, a lot of things, no doubt about that.
Right.
But you are now putting a mark on them. I get the sense, and I'm just going to say it, I get the sense that LeVar Ball is the frustrated athlete who wasn't good enough to do what his sons are doing, and now he's trying to write checks that his boys haven't cashed so far. But that's the way it looks.
You got to worry about no cash and checks and writing all that. I do all that.
Yeah, but
and like I said before, you're a talk show guy, and now you're a psychologist. That's good.
Well, that's why I'm a good talk show host, because I incorporate the money. You know?
That's why people worry about what you're saying. It's not a big deal. Like I said, I'm not putting a mark on my boys' back. They got to do what they got to do regardless of what I say.
But you are
it's
putting...
the fact that I'm not quiet, yeah. Folks is like shocked, because, you know, the father ain't supposed to be in the mix like this.
Listen, the world without people like you would be boring. I'm giving you that, exactly. Man. I like a lot of the things you say, but to say that it doesn't impact your boys, with all due respect, I got to disagree. Now, I know that Lonzo laughed when... I think it was Sports Nation. He was asked about LeBron clouded his jump shot from his ear. Right. I mean, all these, there were guys in the NBA. You could say what you want about Steph, and you could say that you could have handled MJ in the post, which, right. But let's be real. MJ would have smoked you. Let's keep it real, man.
He would have got his ass whooped.
Okay, whatever. He would have beat you 11-0. You wouldn't have touched the basketball. But aside from that.
Bet your house on it.
Yeah, okay. But now.
I thought he was the world's greatest baseball player, too, huh?
Oh, come on, man. I mean, listen, I'm not going to waste time on you playing MJ. But now hey. Now certainly Lonzo. Lonzo was good enough. I don't know, quite frankly, about LiAngelo and LaMelo.
No, all my boys are good enough, trust me.
All right, well, then why is he the 40th best player in your state?
I mean, the 40th best player?
He's LiAngelo. He's the, right now.
Because somebody had an opinion of that?
Well, but that's a general consensus.
I'm 40 to the house, and I bet you they all lose.
Okay.
How's that?
I love your answers. You know what you really should have been?
I know what I should have been, exactly where I'm at right now.
That's not a bad place. I hear
exactly.
You. But did you watch wrestling back in the day?
What's that?
Did you watch WWF back in the day?
Everybody watched
okay.
Wrestling.
Okay, you
day.
Would have been a great manager. You would have been a great heel, Matt. Give him the microphone and let him rip and piss everybody off. But I got to listen, back to what I'm saying, LeVar. Uh-huh. I do think, and again, I know you don't care.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
You said, I'm an athlete who wasn't that good or whatever. No, I was a great athlete.
No, you weren't.
I love teaching my boys who are better than me because I've already seen what's in front of them.
Listen.
So all I do is guide them. I don't push them. I don't do nothing. I guide them. And they're exactly where they're supposed to be.
And you're doing
like
your job.
Ain't no X on their back because, listen, they just want to have a passion for playing basketball, and they understand that it's entertainment.
But I feel like they're more passionate, that you're more passionate than them. That's
I'm
not good.
What I do, which is personal training. I still do that to this day. I've been doing it for 20 years, my own personal training, big bonus training.
Now, what are you teaching them, LeVar, by the things that you're saying, the things you're doing?
What am I teaching them?
Yeah,
I've already taught them everything.
Yeah, but they're still young. I mean, LaMelo...
They can be young as they want. No, they be respectful human beings, and they do the right thing, ain't in trouble. That's good. I got my boys on the right path.
Now, LaMelo's what? He's 16? He's 15, 16?
No, 15.
He's 15. And so he's in the age of social media and
right.
The way that media explodes. To your point, I mean, it twists things, takes things out of context all the
okay.
time. What is he learning by some of the things that are happening around you?
What
Not him,
learning?
You. Yeah, what's he learning?
Hey, well, I tell you what he's learning. He's learning to speak your mind and be truthful to yourself. That way you never have to regret anything you say.
But here's the problem.
That's what he's learning.
LeVar, that sounds good, and I know that you live your life that way.
Okay.
But you're always speaking for them, and to me, that's a problem.
I don't speak for themselves.
I don't hear them say anything.
I speak for myself. They speak for themselves.
No, but LeVar, hold on. Listen, I am boys with Stephen A. Smith. I've known him a long. I used to work with him. I watched your entire thing. I watched a lot. You go on there. They don't say anything. You speak the whole time. I'm talking about your sons.
Speak the whole time.
You're
speaking.
Yeah, but you're speaking for your sons. How is that good?
Questions. If you don't want me to speak, don't call me. See what I'm saying? People always want to hear what I say. Like I tell them, if y'all don't want to hear what I say. Don't call me. Don't say nothing.
Well, I think you're interesting. I think you're interesting, which is why we wanted to have you on the show.
Everybody thinks I'm interesting. I think you're interesting.
I hear you. I appreciate that. I'd like to hear a little bit more from Lonzo. Don't you feel like
if you want to hear from Lonzo, here, I'll give you his number, and you can call him, and you and him can conversate.
All right, we're gonna do that off the air.
We don't want our whole listening public calling.
I'll let you know when he's here, and then y'all can sit back and talk and have some donuts and talk all day.
You know what's interesting, LeVar? I feel like I don't know Lonzo. What's he like? Like as great as he is, what's he like?
Lonzo is funny. He's loud. You guys are just catching him in the wrong moments. You need to catch him playing dominoes or playing in the backyard acting a wild man. I got to say, man, can you please be quiet?
Yeah, what an interesting guy. We were pumped to get him on the show, and what an interesting cat. Coming up next, the conversation with Penn State star running back Saquon Barkley.
Sports Flash.
I'm Darwin Zook. About to get underway. The 5-5 Cowboys hosting the 4-6 Chargers. Our own Bob Stevens is at AT&T Stadium to set the scene. Hi, Bob.
Hi there, and we're just underway. The Cowboys and Chargers, no score. Cowboys get the ball first. The Cowboys trying to bounce back from two straight blowout losses to Atlanta and Philly, which they've been outscored 64-16, including 47-0 in the second half. But the Chargers are heading the opposite direction. They're headed upward. The Chargers have won four of their last six, including last week's 54-24 win over Buffalo. The Cowboys are healthier today, though. They get offensive lineman Tyron Smith back, kicker Dan Bailey, safety Jeff Heath, and linebacker Anthony Hitchens is also a go. So again, early in the first, the Cowboys and Chargers just underway.
All right, thanks, Bob. And one game in the books on this Thanksgiving Day. The Vikings won their seventh in a row, defeating the Lions in Detroit 30-23. Case Keenum, 282 yards, two scores. He ran for another one. Minnesota now 9-2. And tonight, it's the 4-6 Redskins hosting the 2-8 Giants. No NBA and NHL today. College hoops, though. Number 5, Villanova defeated Tennessee 85-76. I'm Darwin Zook.
Looking for the latest NFL news on Sunday afternoons? Listen to Eye on Football on CBS Sports Radio. CBS Sports Radio.
United Rentals salutes football heroes who served. Chad Hennings graduated from the U.S. Air Force Academy and was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys, but delayed his pro career to fulfill his military commitment. Hennings flew 45 missions in Iraq during the Gulf War. After 4 years, he returned to Dallas, winning 3 Super Bowl rings during his 9 seasons. United Rentals supports veterans and their families and welcomes transitioning military personnel to the workforce. United Rentals, the world's leading equipment rental and solutions provider, proudly serving our customers, our communities, and our nation's veterans.
At United Rentals, service is more than just a company value. It's a commitment to our customers and our communities. Service is giving you advanced digital tools to track and optimize equipment usage. It's comprehensive safety training to protect workers on the job site. And it's giving back through programs that support veterans during career and other transitions. It's helping you get the job done right. And it's doing the right thing. United Rentals, proudly serving our customers, our communities, and our nation's veterans. Visit UnitedRentals.com today.
This holiday season, he went to Jared because getting her a blender just didn't sound right. Her ideal gift is waiting at Jared, the Levion Collection. Jared has more exclusive Levion pieces than any other jewelry store in the world. And from November 16th through the 26th, visit Jared.com and you'll receive $100 off any Levion purchase. Sound good? That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch, where you can get the world's most comfortable sheets for less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Our sheets are made from 100% organic cotton and get softer over time. Even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. Try them for 30 nights. If you don't love them, send them back for a full refund. Go to BollandBranch.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping with promo code DOZE, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code DOZE.
Kids here, back here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Now, this kid just flat out gets it. This young man is way ahead of the maturation curve. Teek, I know you love him on the field and off. He's a beast.
Yeah, he is so humble, and you'll hear that when we talk to him in just a second. He was the leading candidate for the Heisman for much of the season, and while that might not be the case anymore, it doesn't take away from the amazing man that Saquon Barkley is becoming. Must listen radio.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
No, it's great to have you, man. We've enjoyed your athleticism. I think that's the best way to put it. But I think even more impressive is that you're not a small guy. Most of the time we see these guys who are catching the balls out of the backfield, who are, you know, elusive in the open field as smaller backs. You're 235 pounds. You know, where does your athleticism come from? And you use it to your advantage, I mean, expertly.
I would say my athletic ability, obviously, would have to come from my parents and my family. That's just genetics. But I have to give a lot of credit to what I do in the weight room. I'm a real firm believer in what you do in the weight room translates to the football field. So I just try to work my butt off in the weight room, and hopefully it shows up to the football field.
You know, when did that start for you? Because I didn't start lifting weights until I was in college, at least not heavy and athletically. When did that start for you? Were you, like, really young?
Yeah, I would say really young. It kind of started my sophomore/junior year in high school. A lot of guys were hitting puberty before me, getting bigger and faster and stronger before me. So my high school coach challenged me to take it to the weight room and get better and improve in that area. And ever since I've been doing that, my numbers have skyrocketed up. I've been getting stronger and faster every single year, and it has been correlating to the field. So I'm a firm believer in that. So that's why I continue and try to just work my butt off in the weight room in the off season and try to push my teammates, because I think what you do in weight room really translates to the football field.
Now, I grew up in Southwest Virginia. BT is from Brooklyn up here in New York. Mm-hmm. And we always have this debate about basketball players versus football players. Football players don't come from New York, man. You're from the Bronx.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you end up being such a powerhouse as a football player in an area of the country that doesn't always produce stars?
I'm was born in the Bronx. I'm actually from Whitehall, Pennsylvania, Cowley, Pennsylvania. So I was born in Bronx. I lived there until I was like 5, 6 years old. My family thought it would be the best decision to move to Pennsylvania, and then we made that move. And my area, Lehigh Valley, we're known for a couple of guys that come out of that area, but we have a lot of really good talent there that I personally think is under-recruited. So it's a very great conference, too, and you have to bring every single week, especially when I played. We were a smaller team in a higher conference. And like I said, back to the weight room, we had a – we're smaller guys than the teams we face, like the Parklands, the Liberties, the bigger teams. So we had to get in the weight room and push ourselves to even compete on that level.
I actually know those schools. My first radio job, Saquon, was in Allentown, ironically enough. And my first radio partner went to Penn State. Tom Fallon. He actually founded the Penn State Studio student radio station. And he's right, Teak. That area of Pennsylvania football, it's legit. All right, so we have Saquon Barkley on the show from Penn State. I always find it very interesting, Saquon, and I'm sure that on most levels, if not all, you know, whether it's Darnold or whether it's Josh Rosen or even Josh Allen, it would have to be pretty hard. And for a young player like yourself to juggle, obviously, the team concept first. You guys are top five. You're undefeated. You're right there for the Heisman right now. By all accounts, you're leading the way. Don't know if you're going to come out early, but obviously the NFL is going to be knocking down your door. I mean, all these things, and not to mention school. We know Penn State's an outstanding academic institution. You actually have to do work to remain eligible at Penn State. How do you juggle all this and still remain in the now, but also kind of keep an eye on the future?
Try to stay focused on the goal in hand. And that goal is to come out every single day and challenge yourself and push yourself to the standard that we hold at Penn State. And yeah, you're right. That's what academics, that's what in your community, that's what football, obviously. Just continue to try to do those little things. And when you stay focused and stay determined, it's kind of easy to block out all the distractions. Distraction's not the right word, but like all the other things that come with the success that we're having as a team.
Yeah, people want a piece of you, right? People want to, like, you come on our show, you want to do TV interviews, people want to talk to Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, but like I said, when you just continue to stay focused on the goal in hand, all that other stuff just really doesn't bother you, really doesn't faze you. And I just try to continue to stay the same and continue how my family raised me, how my parents raised me, and work on the little things and continue to hold myself to the standard here.
Now, Saquon, I know you probably aren't talking about this, but we have to ask the question. Have you made a decision about what you're going to do after this season?
No. Honestly, I couldn't say that I have. I'm just loving college. I'm living life, going to Penn State, one of the best universities in the country, and got tremendous friends here and a great teammates, great coaches. So I'm just living in the moment. And when that decision comes, that's something that me and my family will sit down and have to make a family decision. But right now, I'm just focusing on what we're doing here at Penn State and coming out and pushing ourselves for practice today and get ready for Indiana this week.
Yeah, that's the right answer, by the way, because once you get out of college, you have responsibilities and it's a job. Mm-hmm. It's not as fun anymore. So enjoy it while you can. Obviously, now you guys, I think, surprised people last year. When you kind of flew out of nowhere and rose up and you got into the Big Ten championship, and we all know that story. This year it's different, and people are coming after you. You're not going to catch anybody by surprise. How has that changed the way that you guys prepare, at least each and every week? Because you got a target on your back now.
We really haven't changed the way we prepared. I obviously think the success that we've been having is different from the start of last year and the start of this year. You are right, every week we're the reigning Big Ten champs, and we don't get the best from every Big Ten team because they want to be the team that say that they beat us. But we really haven't changed the way we approach anything because it kind of sounds cliche, but we're really focusing on what we do here at ourselves because we are firm believers that if we take care of ourselves, and everything will take care of everything. The rest will take care of itself. And we hold ourselves to a championship standard here, and that's something that we do every single day, and we challenge ourselves every single day to hold ourselves to that standard. And we're not really focused on the opponent or the team across the field from us. We're really focused on ourselves because at the end of the day, when you focus on yourself, the rest takes care of itself.
Good answer. Saquon Barkley, Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. That was a great atmosphere over in Iowa City over the weekend, national primetime game. Going down to the wire, you guys pull it out. What was it, 21-19, I want to say. You go for over 200 yards. You had almost 100 yards receiving. I hope you're not uncomfortable with this question. I don't think you will be, but I am very intrigued by your answer. There's so many things that you do well. That's obvious. I mean, Tiki's been talking about you for well over 2 years, and obviously Tiki was a hell of a running back, so talent knows talent. What I want to know is, what do you need to work on?
I think I can work on every single thing. I'm not satisfied where I'm at as a player. I don't think I ever will be. I feel like I could add little pieces and parts of my game. Pass blocking, continue to catch the ball at the backfield, getting my shoulders squared, running physical, making guys miss. All the little things that come with being a running back.
I understand that no one's perfect, and I would never be a perfectionist, but I strive to be perfect, and I strive to be a perfectionist. And I think that attitude helps me, and I'm going to just continue to have that attitude and never settle and never satisfied of what I'm doing or what I've accomplished so far.
You know what I've wondered? You are, at least in terms of weight, such a strong, sturdy. I mean, it's rare. You don't see that. You know, you don't see guys that move the way you do that carry 235 pounds. Is there a threshold where you feel if you get over, you actually lose a little wiggle? Is there a number that you're not comfortable with weight-wise?
I don't know. The heaviest I've got to was 235, and I still felt comfortable. My coaching staff and the strength staff wanted to see where I can go at and wanted to see if I could play at 230. The heaviest I got was 235 coming to camp, and I felt comfortable there, but just kind of the nature of camp going on, and you come out the same day, you lose weight. So,
what are you playing at right now? What are you playing at now?
I've been averaging 228 to 230.
Okay, that's pretty big, Teak. Yeah, that's strong. Saquon Barkley, Penn State star running back, with us here on Teak and Tierney. Nittany Lions 4-0 on the year.
Yeah, they are. You guys are. And you just mentioned this. You're facing Indiana, then you got Northwestern, and then you get Michigan and Ohio State back to back. You know, I know that you got to focus on the game right in front of you, but you guys got to be salivating for the opportunity to truly exercise yourselves in the Big Ten. And I think more importantly, prove to everyone that Penn State is back, because we all know what happened a few years ago, and it went through a very deep valley. But it feels back now. That's got to be something to motivate you all.
Yeah, that's something that we agree. We agree that Penn State is back. We feel like we're what Penn State used to be, and people used to fear Penn State, and we're aware that we just got to continue to come out and do that every single day and come out with that mentality. And like I said, this university and this program is so great and so rich on tradition and all the guys that came before us. And like you said, a couple years ago when things were bad, other guys that kept it intact. So we just got to continue to go out every single day and play for those guys and play for the tradition of this program and play for the standard here. And we are excited for this year, but we can't get too focused on the future, because if you don't take care of what you have today in practice or come up this week, then the future won't look bright for you as it does now.
Now, Saquon, obviously you tote the rock, but the guy who takes the snaps under center has turned into a heck of a gamer. Tell us about Trace McSorley as your leader. I mean, the play that he made to win the game last weekend was it was epic, because obviously that would have been a huge upset. But tell us about him as a leader and his mentality on the field, because he drives you guys.
Yeah, that's Trace McSorley. He's a winner. Ice in his veins. I jokingly say that all the time. He's been doing that since he was a freshman in high school. He's won on all levels, and he was a continual win. I've been quoted before saying that I think Trace is one of the best players in college football, if not the best player in college football. And he does a tremendous job leading this team and keeping that mindset and challenging the team to hold himself to that standard every single day. And without him, we wouldn't be the team we are. And we got to continue to keep grinding, continue to keep working, and he's going to continue to keep pushing us and continue to keep leading us. And that guy's special. He does a lot of special things on the field. He has that it factor. You know, like I said, he just won games, and he just plays his heart out. Every time you're on the field with that guy, whether you're up 28 points or you're down 28 points, the game's never out of reach and the game's never over.
That's a leader. That's definitely a leader right there. So, Saquon, you're obviously a real humble young man, but let's keep it on the real here. It's what we do here on Teak and Tierney. You get on the team bus, you get back to the dorm room, you popping open, are you popping open the phone or flipping on SportsCenter to see what Baker Mayfield did? Honestly, how much does the Heisman Trophy mean to you? Honestly, I mean, right now it's yours. I mean, that's the general consensus around people, the country, people who do this for a living, and we're two of them. How important is it for you to win the Heisman, for you and for Penn State?
How important is it for me to win the Heisman? I think you can ask my coach, my running back coach, Coach Huff. When I first came to the school, I set goals for myself as a player, and the Heisman was one of those on my list. I wanted to try to break every rushing record at Penn State and just leave a legacy here. And that obviously those goals are still intact. But as I grew older and I got more wisdom, playing more games and understanding football more, it's more about team. The Heisman Trophy is a special trophy. It's a prestigious award. And if I was fortunate enough to win that award, obviously I would be so thankful. But I'm not too really focused on that award. I'm fine if I'd rather just win a national championship and a Big Ten championship again than have the Heisman Award. And I know that I'm not just trying to say that to be humble. That's just how I truly feel. Obviously, I'm a competitor. I don't go on SportsCenter and see what Mayfield is doing or what other running backs or other like Sam Darnold and those guys are doing. I just try to stay focused and, like I said before, live in the moment and just enjoy the moment because you only get this opportunity once.
Well, you're on your way, Saquon. Yeah, I do too. I love that answer. It's a pleasure getting a chance to know you a little bit. I know our audience appreciated it as well. Good luck to you, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you at Penn State for the rest of this year, and whenever you decide to make the jump to the NFL, I'm gonna enjoy watching you there as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
And by the way, before you go, tell our audience where you're off to right now. You got about 8 minutes to get where. You have to go where. Where are you going?
I'm walking to class. I'm at my class building. I'm sitting on a staircase outside of class.
That's what it's all about right there.
You got your priorities right, young man. Good luck.
Appreciate it, guys.
How about that, Teak, on his way to class? That's the big difference between myself and Saquon Barkley.
Exactly. Coming up next, we're going to talk to my former offensive coordinator, now the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, Sean Payton, and then actor Dylan O'Brien and the Buffalo Bills. They benched Tyrod Taylor? Was that the right move? We'll discuss it. The season of giving is almost upon us, and at Helzberg Diamonds, the best gifts come with a special box. The Xbox One S. Just purchase $999 or more at Helzberg Diamonds and get an Xbox One S with 3 months of both Xbox Game Pass and Xbox Live Gold. Helzberg style, selection, and quality make it easy to find the perfect gift. And while supplies last, the incredible Xbox One S is the icing on the cake. Leave it to Helzberg Diamonds to think outside the box.
Dell's Small Business Black Friday sale is on now, with the lowest prices of the year. Shop huge doorbusters on the latest business PCs with Intel Core processors, plus top brand electronics and accessories. Just call 877-BUY-DELL. Did we mention there's free shipping on everything? For the year's absolutely lowest prices, don't miss out on these Black Friday doorbusters for small business. Just visit Dell.com/SBBlackFriday or call 877-BUY-DELL.
Maybe the salesperson was telling the truth. Maybe lots of people do love their timeshares and don't mind the higher fees, lack of availability, and added pressure to always buy more timeshare while on vacation. But if your timeshare doesn't fit your life, do what thousands have already done. Call ResortRelease.com to cancel your timeshare today. Resort Release will help you get rid of that timeshare once and for all. They're the nation's most trusted timeshare exit company. A-plus rated and accredited with a Better Business Bureau. ResortRelease.com guarantees to get that timeshare off your hands and out of your life, or you don't pay. That's right, they'll do a free case review for you. It's legal, it's permanent, and the moment that timeshare is gone, you can start planning the getaway you really want. 2018's maintenance fee bill will arrive any day now. Get out now before you pay that fee. Visit ResortRelease.com or call them at 888-308-5955 to see if you qualify. That's 888-308-5955. Call now.
In the developing world, more than 400 children are born every day with a cleft lip and/or palate. In America, these babies have surgery, but in many developing countries, children with untreated clefts live in isolation. They struggle to eat, speak, and even breathe. Many are teased. Some are even abandoned. Help give a smile to these children. Smile Train empowers local doctors to do a simple corrective surgery for as little as $250. And it's 100% free for the child's family. Learn more at smiletrain.org.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why do they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.